Well, this final part of our session, from the wilderness to the promised land, as I had said, despair enveloped the Christian right at the end of the Bush presidency. James Dobson had said, humanly speaking, we can say we've lost all those moral battles we had fought. So just as Cal Thomas had rejected the Christian right in 1998, masses more were rejecting it in 2008. So just 10 years later, people who were within the Christian right were now starting to come out of the Christian right. Some were saying, we don't want to be involved whatsoever. Others were saying, we want to be involved, but aren't there other issues that we should fight for? And that was kind of the beginning of a Christian sort of left, an evangelical left. Someone like a Jim Wallis would be an example of that. The Christian right, however, most organizations suffered financially. There was a lot less money going into the Obama presidency. The Christian right had a lot less money, a lot less activism, less excitement, less hope. So things were in had reached kind of a low point for the Christian right during the Obama presidency. But the right became energized in 2015, as you know. The right endured through all of this and coalesced around probably the most unlikely of candidates. It was the thrice married celebrity and casino magnate, Donald J. Trump. Conservative evangelicals voted for Trump. A higher percentage voted for Trump than had voted for Bush or even Reagan by quite a bit. 81% of conservative evangelicals voted for him. Franklin Graham endorsed him. Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, David Jeremiah. Countless pastors endorsed Trump and heaped praises upon him. Never mind all of the immoral things he had done, his immoral activities, his treatment of women, his racism, it was just one thing after another. We're not going to look at that because he listens to us. At the end of the day, he listens to us. So nothing else really is on the table. Conservative evangelicals identified themselves really throughout this history that we've looked at. They've identified themselves not primarily with Christ, but since the 1970s with one political leader after another, after another, after another. Jerry Falwell Jr., so you get to the last slide of the PowerPoints, says evangelicals have finally found their dream president, referring to Donald Trump. Michael Gerson, who is an advisor to President Bush, says, I believe this says something about the current quality of evangelical dreams. I think he's right. And others such as Russell Moore, Al Mohler, many of them have questioned what's left of evangelicalism at this point. What's left of our gospel witness? Is there one? Well, we've concluded this history on evangelicalism for over the past 200 years. I have not given really any evaluation of what's been of the history, just kind of laying it out. Join me in the last session, week number 8, and we'll take a look at, we'll begin analyzing this and just building 5 principles for engaging. I don't want you just to be left with everything we shouldn't do. I want to propose something positive. What are 5 principles for thinking of engaging the political arena? What should we be doing?